In the news. A changing taste for cheese.
The British consume around 700,000 tons of cheese per year, equivalent to about 10 kilos per person, according to information from the British Cheese Board. But the taste for this popular dairy product is changing.
Some of the latest figures from market research group Mintel show that sales of mild cheeses are down by 6%. With purchases of just £161 million of mild cheddar, for example. However, sales of extra mature cheddar have risen by 12%. Those of blue cheese are up by 14%, and continental cheeses have increased by almost 10%.
This is good news for many smaller cheese manufacturers. John Spencer is the owner of the Cheddar Gorge Cheese Company. They make mature cheddar, which has aged for between 12 and 20 months. The longer you mature it, the more the flavours are able to come out, John said in an interview with The Guardian. Tastes have changed, and people don't seem to be after mild flavour now. People want less quantity, but more quality and taste. It's not about filling bellies, it's about enjoying what they eat. There is also an interest in traditional artisanal cheese, which we welcome.
The Ludlow Food Centre is famous for its handmade blue cheese. It takes 4 days to make before it's matured for 3 months on beech racks. It's pierced halfway through the process to allow air to penetrate and react with the bacteria, giving it a web of blue veins. Marketing manager Tom Hunt says that things have changed over the past 20 years. People realise blue can be sweet and subtle, Tom explained. We are making more blue cheese than ever before, and still selling out most weeks, he added.
So, is this the beginning of the end for mild cheese? Certainly not, says mild cheddar producer Joseph Heller, who is based near Nantwich in Cheshire. Their mild cheddar is aged for about 3 months and has a clean, mellow flavour. Lots of people like it for things like grating on a baked potato, where it creates a lovely, creamy texture, he says. There will always be a demand for mild cheeses too.
A bit of cheese, anyone?